Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what I'm going to say next? We've got an exciting show for you today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and also the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And that says it. We are the fanatic organics of Alive and Well. Magnificent choices of organic herb combinations, vitamins, nutrients, proteins, all kinds that you've never seen before. Wondrous, wonderful, cleansed of all toxins, no pesticides, nothing like that, and terrific prices. And we're hand in hand at Alive and Well, right in there with the magnificent, delicious, and organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. And again, I know you've heard it, but I'm repeating it, broad spectrum. The term broth, it covers a loads of bases. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you like wild fish or organic chickens or meats, all those choices are there for you at the magnificent broth cafe, and combinations of every type, and all organic salads, organic juices every day, fresh squeeze that we have from the local farmers, and all kinds of wonderful, every kind of thing you can imagine.
And the term broth is not some watered down soupy stuff. It is really food concentration, and the way they prepare the foods in the kitchen to really get the essence of every vitamin and nutrient that's available in the fruits and vegetables that we use.
You know, so, you just reminded me, because there used to be a song that said, and she's broad where a broad should be broad, but this one we say, and it's the broth where a broth should be broad. Okay, that's the thing. It's broad spectrum in every conceivable way.
I love it. Love it.
Okay, so
and it's delicious. And if you go to Alive and Well website, you'll see the entire food selection available, along with all the vitamins and all the minerals and all the super nutrition that you can get at Alive and Well. And also mentioning the fact that Mona and I are available by appointment. If you call 877-4950, we are available for private one-on-one consultation.
No charge.
We're not
no
doctors.
Charge.
We don't play
no,
doctor.
Never a charge.
Okay, but we are holistic-minded people who want to pass on the information that we've gleaned from 60 years of being in the business.
That's right.
So if you want to know what's really going on nutrition-wise, give us a shot. I'm sure you'll be very happy.
And you know what else will make them very happy?
What?
The sparkling up there, like the Himalayan mountains and the beautiful, wonderful cascading mountain streams. The vortex power of the magnificent water. And let me, before Dennis talks about that, what's really important to know, that this goes back quite a long time, and it's proven benefits of the vortex water, okay? And in 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the highest medical prize that there is, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, all capitalized, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. They did many proofs on that. And these two parameters are hugely and positively supported in vortex water, super high oxygen, and the pH is perfect.
I couldn't have said it better.
You couldn't have said
it
better?
I could not.
You're giving me the credit?
You get all the credit.
No. This is a first. How many years? Don't tell them how many years we've been together.
Oh, yeah, that.
I was only 22 when we got together. Okay. Gee. I was just a little kid.
You're over 22 now. Yeah, just a pet.
Okay. But that
anyhow,
vortex. Tell them about the vortex.
Bring your jugs into the store. Fill them up with the vortex water. You can revel in Dr. Warburg's scientific proof that the oxygenated vortex machine that we have at Alive and Well not only filters the water and one more time for you and cleanses it one more time for you, but it also vortexes. It spins it at an unbelievable rate.
And high oxygen, high hydrogen.
And that activates all the oxygen and all the hydrogen that's in water. Water is hydrogen and oxygen, but to get those molecules dancing, it goes through the vortex, and Warburg did it many, many years ago.
And you know, we are very privileged to be able to share with you information. We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. But we want to share with you the information about what holistically minded medical doctors have learned about nutrients and what's in the news and all of these other things. So let's start. You know, it's amazing now. You can barely put it on any television news station without seeing more important information about what is going on in this country. And this time it was a terrific leading physician in the country, okay? And he was saying on the news, okay? And he was saying that big food and big pharma are sickening our kids. And he says, we are sicker than we have ever been before. And this is the leading doctor that was talking about at the time about COVID and how important it was to take
Dr. Siegel.
Dr. Siegel, that's okay. Exactly, yeah. Right. Big food, that's the food industry with all their chemicals and poisons and pesticides and toxins, and big pharma, the pharmaceutical drug companies, are sickening our kids. And we, as a nation, are sicker than we have ever been before because we are believing their lies and consuming those things. And, you know, before we get into
it is hard to acknowledge that fact.
Yes.
It's hard to absorb that fact because yes. We've been so inundated with the government protecting us with the Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, all the big acronym bureaucracies that are supposedly there to promote health. Actually, they're promoting drugs. They're not promoting health.
Absolutely.
Yes, drugs are very effective in helping relieve different symptoms of disease or a condition, but they don't create new life in every cell in your body.
No.
And what is nutrition? Why have people been eating and gleaning the benefits of different foods they've selected throughout thousands of years on this earth? Because those foods used to contain high levels of nutrients. And those nutrients create new cellular life. And when you have new cellular life, that cellular life does not become as diseased or as sick or as detrimental as the chemicals provide.
That's right.
So the idea is to clean up your diet, get rid of the junk.
And don't hook into some really toxic drugs. And we can think that a benign and helpful substance is really toxic. And again, we have something on the news right now that.
But why do we think that?
Because we've been brainwashed.
There you go. That's the whole story.
Money makes the world go around, and we have been brainwashed. And thank God for doctors like Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, brought this information out. I especially have a very strong feeling about this because I was a life and death asthmatic allergic child a zillion years ago. And every week my mother took me to the allergist and the asthmatic doctors. I was on constant drugs for my allergies and steroids for my asthma. All of these things, and they said I wouldn't live past my early 20s. I was so ill. And this is the new thing that they came out. Benadryl is one of the most popular drugs. Can you read this thing, why Benadryl is an outdated and unsafe allergy treatment?
Give me that.
Dr. Mercola.
Okay.
Huh?
The Dr. Mercola. Give me the article. Let me read it.
Okay. Read it. Thank you, Dr. Mercola, MD, for bringing this info
okay.
out.
Okay. Why Benadryl is an outdated and unsafe allergy treatment. There's a lot of news now about how, since Robert F. Kennedy Jr. became the head of Human Health Services, he's giving us the straight information. He's throwing away all the obfuscation, all the confusion, all the things that the drug company has been promoting so industriously over the years. And this is one more drug that has been told, we've been told it's safe to use, it's wonderful to use. Use it, use it, use it.
Okay? And maybe give it to children, for gosh sakes.
Of course.
So read what Mercola is reporting.
Here is the story at a glance, says Dr. Mercola. Benadryl, active ingredients, diphenyl.
Fancy word, huh?
Diphenylhydramine is now considered outdated and unsafe, with researchers urging that it is to be removed from over-the-counter use. The drug causes strong sedation, impaired memory, and slower reaction times, with studies showing it affects driving performance more than alcohol.
Wow, did you hear that? Even this, you can think that you're taking a benign substance. Well, I've got allergies, I'm taking my Benadryl, get in the car, and you're getting more affected than alcohol, which can cause all kinds of accidents and death? Come on.
The article goes on to say older adults face lingering grogginess for up to 18 hours after taking Benadryl, while children risk unpredictable reactions, including agitation, coma, or heart problems.
Children, and this is a drug that's been, God, forever used for kids.
That's right, that's right.
Over the counter, good grief.
Okay. Other countries have already restricted access, and medical authorities warn against its use in children, highlighting safer alternatives and lifestyle strategies. And natural approaches like N-acetylcysteine plus vitamin C with bioflavonoids and quercetin and organic vegetables and foods that are chemical-free restore sleep and stress management, help balance histamine and reduce allergy symptoms without any of the dangerous side effects.
And it's interesting, too, that Dr. Siegel, when the big COVID thing was coming on, and every day he would come out, he's the big-time doctor on TV, he would say that what's so important, he says, is not the vaccines to fight COVID and other terrible injuries. It's NAC and quercetin. He hit that vitamin D3, he did that
and
too.
And vitamin C.
That's
with
right. And then he went that,
the
right
quercetin.
Into that. That's right.
Okay.
The vitamin C with the natural bioflavonoid in the plant called quercetin with a Q. And it's the combination is really phenomenal. And the NAC, which he said, as he made the point, prevents abnormal excessive mucus congestion. And also, the thing that happens with asthmatics and allergics and all is you can get with this, and even if you have a virus or that, the breathing cells in the lungs are called alveoli. And when those lungs get damaged, those cells damage and die, you're in desperate trouble. He says that it prevents the NAC and the quercetin will prevent the death of the alveoli in the lungs.
And in taking the nutrients you create, he's a direct quote from Dr. Siegel, by taking the quercetin with the vitamin C in the same formula, along with D3 and zinc, and your body creates natural killer cells. It says we are created with the ability to create killer cells.
Killer for bad stuff, not killer for good stuff.
That's the whole premise.
That's right.
And the killer cells kill the very things that are trying to kill you.
That's right.
The virus, the bacteria, the yeast, the fungus, the mold.
Right.
All the different pathogens in the world are neutralized by something that's given to us innately. When the sperm meets the egg, we create natural killer cells in our newborn babies. Okay, and those newborn babies, if they're fed properly, without all the sugars and all the crap that's in the American diet, they grow up to be strong, healthy people with a natural killer cell activity, protecting them from all viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and all the, name the pathogen, the natural innate function of the natural killer cell production knocks them out.
That's right, and you know, it's amazing that here's another big-time doctor, Dr. David Brownstein, reporting that vitamins are vital. That's the title of his article. Our food supply, he says, has become deficient as modern farming strips critical nutrients from our soil. And he said here, it's an urgent statistic. One out of every three people is at risk of severe and debilitating vitamin deficiencies. As societies grow, says the doctor, so do extensive use of chemicals for growing crops. And a landmark study by researchers from the University of Texas at Austin Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, they published this information in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, shows why. And they analyzed the Department of Agriculture nutritional data of 43 different vegetables. They found that substantial declines in the amount of vitamin C, iron, riboflavin, B2, protein, calcium, and on. The culprit? Soil today is dirt poor. Lifestyle agricultural methods today have stripped away all critical nutrients from the soil as demand has increased. And Dr. David Brownstein says, unfortunately, our food supply has become deficient in many critical vitamins and minerals. He is one of the leading holistic medical practitioners in the country. And he tells Newsmax, deficiencies can be rectified with the supplementation, exact quote. And he says, vitamins and minerals are essential for all body functions, cell reproduction and growth. Ignoring these deficiencies can lead you to symptoms that hold you back from living your life. You get fatigue, impaired brain function, muscle cramps, frequent illness. And he says, in addition to the different vitamins, take a great quality pure multivitamin. Can you talk about that healthy one that we have too? And because he's also listing here vitamin D3, boosting immunity. Deficiency is common. 42% of the U.S., according to the National Institute of Health, are deficient in D3, B12 and the B-complex vitamins, vitamin A and the health immune system, iodine for the thyroid gland. Iron deficiency is occurring at epidemic rates, says Dr. Brownstein. The National Health and Nutrition Survey showed that iodine levels have fallen 60% over the last few decades. And not all multivitamins are created equal. Talk about
well,
that.
Well, let's talk about why people are deficient. They're not getting the nutrients. Keep in mind, folks, that nutrients create life in every cell. Nutrients maintain life. Nutrients help create and maintain energy levels and mental capabilities and heart strength to pump that muscle in the middle of your chest, to pump the blood and nutrients throughout your entire anatomy every second of your life. Count to five. That's five heartbeats. Huh? Yeah. 24 hours a day, that heart is, that muscle is pumping, pumping, pumping. But the heart can't pump without the right nutrients.
That's right, exactly.
And the brain can't function without the nutrients.
Exactly.
And your eyes can't see without the nutrients.
And but the nervous system can't function either. It breaks down.
But the agricultural industry says, yeah, you get enough nutrients.
They're liars.
They'd say you're getting enough nutrients.
Yeah.
But what they're really saying is because you're getting the nutrients because we're producing the chemicals which allow the plants to grow. Well, the plants grow, but they grow because of a chemical hyperstimulation. They don't grow because of nutritional components they derive from the soil. The soil is depleted, say all
and poisoned,
holistic physicians.
And poisoned.
You were saying something?
Yes, I was saying too that, you know, in addition to the I just can't get over in my mind about what happened when I was young. This is before there were any health food stores. There weren't health food stores. I was a kid in middle school. That's before high school. And what they felt was so important is that they had this, the teachers taught this and rammed it into our heads. It became a big part of what we did in school, but it stayed with me more than just about anything else. And what they showed was that they had discovered why millions of people were dying and having horrible diseases and everything. And they had discovered certain elements throughout the world that were essential for people to live and not to die and to have lives. And they taught us about the vitamin C deficiency diseases, the vitamin A deficiency, beriberi and pellagra, the B vitamin deficiencies. And one of the big things, and Dr. David Brownstein brings this up, that they brought, and he just brought this up, and he just wrote about it, Dr. David Brownstein, MD. But I learned about that when I was a kid, that scurvy was killing all kinds of people. That's a vitamin C deficiency disease. And he says here, scurvy has not vanished. He just said this. As I have written during 4 years of medical school, says Dr. Brownstein, and 3 years of residency, I received a grand total of 3 hours only of instruction about nutrition.
And you know something? That's more that we've had. I've had half a dozen doctors who've told me personally, one-on-one, as we're standing in our store, they told me personally that they received their basic medical training to get an MD degree with zero.
That's what he says. That's what he says.
Zero nutritional instruction.
Amazing.
Okay.
And he says it wasn't.
It puts us stressed. Are chemicals and drugs.
That's
not
right.
Nutrition.
As a holistic physician, says the doctor, for more than 30 years, I find it ridiculous that during the most formative years of my medical career, I received almost zero training on a topic I use every day in my practice. As noted, I was trained to diagnose diseases. The next step was to prescribe an FDA-approved drug therapy. But I was not trained, says the doctor, to identify nutritional deficiencies causing diseases. And he says, the history of scurvy. Scurvy is one of the oldest nutritional disorders known to mankind. You can tell that I was just a kid. Dating back to 1550 BC, that's before Christ. The symptoms of scurvy were documented by the Egyptians in the Ebers Papyrus, Hippocrates, BC 370, called scurvy, ileus imititis. Described symptoms as the mouth feeling bad, gums detached from the teeth, blood running from the nostrils. And this was the quote from them, sometimes it develops with ulcerations on the legs. Some of these heal, others do not. Their color is black, the skin is thin. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, accurately described the symptoms of scurvy more than 2,000 years ago. And the Dr. Brownstein says, I see these same symptoms today.
And in 1938, a doctor, Hans Selye, from Hungary, I believe it was, discovered vitamin C. Up to that time, nobody knew why they were having all these different symptoms and all these different diseases. Dr. Hans Selye said it's a deficiency of vitamin C. He discovered vitamin C, and he discovered it with the friendship and accompaniment of, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for 2 years in a row. Linus Pauling.
That's what Linus Pauling is.
Wow, there's a blackout there.
I got it.
Dr. Linus Pauling became friends with and co-scientists with Dr. Hans Selye, and in the early 1960s, that's 65 years ago, Dr. Hans Selye won the Nobel Prize in Medicine 2 years in a row, 2 years consecutively, for his work with vitamin C.
Amazing.
And how the high doses of vitamin C given intravenously, besides orally, on a daily maintenance, intravenously cured cancer and heart disease and all the dementia. So many hundreds of different negative health developments are corrected by the proper levels, the inundation of your cells with vitamin C, because
right.
Vitamin C creates life.
And Dr. Brownstein says every cell in the body requires vitamin C because the compound is necessary for the formation of healthy collagen, a protein that's crucial for maintaining strength and elasticity throughout the body.
Collagen is connective tissue.
That's right, and he says here, it's also the most abundant protein in the human body. And could you read this here from adequate vitamin C levels?
Adequate, right, okay.
Okay, all right. Adequate vitamin C levels.
All righty.
Got it?
It's the most... Let me get the light here.
Okay.
It's the most abundant protein in the human body. adequate vitamin C levels are also needed for the health and elasticity of the skin. It provides antioxidant benefits, and wound healing is directly dependent upon the vitamin C status. As Dr. Linus Pauling said years and years ago, the very same thing. The gut needs vitamin C for promoting a healthy intestinal barrier that prevents leaky gut syndrome, which is a very common occurrence in the modern day society. The immune system is dependent upon vitamin C for white blood cell function. In fact, in white blood cells, the concentration of vitamin C is 50 to 100 times higher than in blood plasma.
Unbelievable. Okay? Unbelievable.
The body knows what to do with it if it gets the
does.
Raw material.
I nursed my baby because of vitamin C, saving me from that breast infection.
And save the baby as well.
And save the baby, yeah. My daughter Rachel.
Bless her heart.
Amen.
Vitamin C enhances white blood cell movement to areas of inflammation.
Important point.
As an antioxidant, vitamin C neutralizes free radicals and other dangerous molecules that damage bodily tissues. Free radicals are inflammatory.
They are terrorists. They are the terrorists, okay?
And the inflammation burns up the very basic
fire.
Microscopic functions of every cell. Vitamin C can also cross the blood-brain barrier and helps promote the production of neurotransmitters that are important for brain function and mood.
Neuro, and think of the word neurotransmitter. That neuro means nerve. That the nerve cells that transmit these messages from one to another that are so important for the brain function as well as all these other functions.
And what you want to remember when you're taking vitamin C, vitamin C with quercetin, vitamin C with bioflavonoids, vitamin C with vitamin D3, vitamin C with the natural killer cell production. That is what Dr. Siegel recommended on television to hundreds of thousands of
That's
people
exactly
watching
right.
the show in the long discussion about COVID vaccines.
Yes.
He says, screw the vaccines, boost your natural killer cell function. We're born with it. He says, we are created with the function of making killer cells, but we've got to have the raw materials. Those raw materials are not in a vaccine or a drug.
No.
Those raw materials are quercetin with vitamin C and D3 and zinc. NAC is also a major decongestant and anti-inflammatory. Those are all nutrients. The very things that we're being deprived of in our food supply. Instead, we're getting more chemicals and more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, coloring agents, and flavoring components to make food taste and look better, but it ain't got the life in it.
Right, and he goes on to say here, the doctor goes on to say that vitamin C deficiency leads to increased risk of all infections, particularly respiratory infections such as pneumonia. Medical studies have shown that tuberculosis and pneumonia are much more common among patients with vitamin C deficiency. He lists the clinical trials. Further medical studies demonstrated that vitamin C supplementation for patients with acute infections resolves respiratory illnesses. And one of the most difficult conditions to treat is sepsis, which is an infection of the bloodstream. And any infection can turn septic. It's estimated, says the doctor, that 20% of deaths worldwide are attributable to sepsis. In the U.S., nearly 2 million people suffer from sepsis, and more than 350,000 Americans die from it every year. And one out of every three people who die in a hospital had sepsis during their stay. This is a safe and effective treatment for sepsis. Vitamin C has been shown to help ameliorate, that's improve, the outcomes in sepsis, even reducing the length of ICU stays, says Dr. Paul Marek, MD, an ICU physician. He published a series of peer-reviewed articles describing his great success using vitamin C. Dr. Marek also reported that his protocol of the use of vitamin C was effective for, quote, preventing progressive organ dysfunction, including acute kidney injury, and in reducing the mortality, that's the death of patients with severe septic shock. Can you believe?
Keep in mind, folks, sepsis. Sepsis is toxic. My father was a plumber. And he installed around people who weren't on the sewage system in town, on farms, they have a septic tank. What is in the septic tank? All the human bodily waste, your poop, your pee, and all the garbage goes into the septic tank. It ferments in the septic tank and drains out into a drainage field to be through pipes and so on, which should be absorbed into the soil. And when it's back in the soil, the sepsis is acted upon the natural microbiotic components in the soil to create new life. But in your body, you can't create new life from a sepsis situation, a septic situation. It's got to go through the natural degradation of going through the soil again and being rejuvenated by other components in the soil to create new life in the field. But sepsis is created by the toxic drugs that are given to us instead of nutrients.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
The toxic drugs do relieve symptoms, so we think we're better. But
yes.
Relieving congestion is not fighting the cold.
No, and he says here that even air pollution, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, and toxic chemicals increase the body's need and utilization of vitamin C in order for the survival of the patient.
And keep in mind, you've got to have the vitamin C with the quercetin contained in the same capsule.
That's exactly right.
The bioflavonoids, the vitamin C, natural source with bioflavonoids. These are the real nutrients that we're being deprived of from our food supply.
Right.
So by taking them at Alive and Well, we have the quercetin and vitamin C and the bioflavonoids in one capsule.
That's right. And that's the way it was created to be in the original nature setup.
That's right.
And he even goes on and quotes, he's quoting all of these clinical trials. And this is the doctor saying it again. Diabetics have lower vitamin C levels compared to non-diabetics, quoting studies. All studies and my clinical experience, he says, have found vitamin C supplementation improves blood sugar control in diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Unfortunately, scurvy is quite common, says the doctor, even in a world with an abundant food supply. That's because we consume poor quality refined food, which has led to an epidemic of nutritional deficiencies, including scurvy. And he goes on to say, you have to compare to our ancestors. Our requirement for vitamin C and other nutrients are much higher. And inadequate vitamin C can lead to medical problems, fatigue, poor healing, abnormal bleeding, gum disease, loose teeth, headaches, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and pneumonia,
as well as an increased risk
for infectious illnesses such as viral, bacterial, and parasitic.
And what are the solutions proffered by the drug industry?
Drugs and more drugs
they're
and
not
more drugs.
They're not nutrients.
And antibiotics.
That's it. More drugs.
And just like the doctor says here, the good news is, says the doctor, you and your family never have to suffer from scurvy. Simply supplement with adequate amounts of vitamin C and the correct bioflavonoids on a daily basis will be enough. Keep in mind that human beings, he says here, cannot store vitamin C. It must be replenished on a daily basis. I tell my patients to take 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams daily.
Yep.
Much more so than what you are often told.
And Dr. Linus Pauling was giving 10,000 orally and 50,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C intravenously and curing what? Cancer and heart disease and dementia. All the major, major killers of our society are neutralized by the cleansing, detoxing, life-rejuvenating components found in vitamin C with bioflavonoids. It's just that simple, folks. Eat what's good for you.
I never forgot that zerothalmia was another one they taught us. xerozalmia, and it was a leading cause of blindness throughout the United throughout the world. Excuse me. And what they discovered was that they got it from a wild fish liver. Actually, what was natural vitamin A was the leading thing to prevent and help to heal the blindness of the eyes, that natural vitamin A, how a critical, important nutrient that was. And beriberi, pellagra, the bones and the skin and everything would deteriorate, and people would be dying of beriberi and pellagra, different B vitamin diseases throughout the world. And so they were making this point that these nutrients have to be taken, okay?
And so when you hear the tired dogma of, yeah, vitamins, you don't need vitamins. You eat good food and you get plenty of vitamins. That's not true, folks, because good food is no longer good enough in nutritional content to maintain a healthy brain, a healthy heart, vision. How about losing your eyesight?
That's right.
Nutrients help save, rebuild, renew, restore visual acuity. It's just that simple. Drugs don't do that.
And Dr. Russell Blaylock, another very big leading doctor, he writes this, he just brought this out, that the super pure omega-3s from the purest fish oils reduce brain inflammation. And he says, virtually all neurodegenerative disorders are the result of low-grade brain inflammation.
Did you get that? Say that again, honey.
Virtually all neurodegenerative disorders are the result of low-grade brain inflammation.
Can you think of any neurodegenerative condition that affects people today? Maybe a relative, maybe yourself. Nerve degeneration, neurodestruction. That's the brain. The brain is being destroyed by what? Inflammation.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Called fire.
Fire.
And that fire burns.
That's right. And he says here, and you know, this brain inflammation triggered by the activation of these microglia. These cells are normally in what is called a resting state, but then they get active and remove the debris that is collected in the brains as these cells die off. It's a continuous cleanup operation, he says. These microglia release an assortment of inflammatory factors, cytokines, chemokines, interferons, into the fluid space outside brain cells. Combined with inflammation, it causes a very destructive process, says the doctor, that I have termed immunoexcitotoxicity.
Hyperexcitability.
That's right.
In our everyday life, when do you see hyperexcitability?
He says in strokes, trauma, autoimmune diseases, and infections of the central nervous system.
But when somebody is infected the central nervous system, what is their activity? What is their actions? Hyperexcitability. That's what's going on every little microscopic piece of poof called a cell.
Right.
Between your brain, in your brain, in your eyes.
And a number of medical studies.
The hyperexcitability creates excessive inflammation. And the inflammation burns up, consumes, destroys the neuro connectivity between the cells.
And he says here, a number of medical studies have shown that DHA and EPA significantly reduce the destructive effects of the degenerative diseases.
And where do you get that?
He's saying it right now. After Alzheimer's, the second most common neurodegenerative disease is Parkinson's. One of the primary destructive factors in Parkinson's disease is a loss of mitochondrial energy production. Along with reducing brain inflammation, these super pure omega-3 fish oils increase mitochondrial energy production, and the EPA-DHA from them has been shown to reduce the complications of the Parkinson's drug L-DOPA, including dyskinesia, abnormality, or impairment of voluntary movement.
So the drug they're giving for the condition is creating more of the condition.
These omega-3 oils have been shown to reduce the damage to cells in the brain's substantia nigra, the site of most Parkinson's destruction. An additional benefit of supplementing with these pure omega-3 fish oils is reducing depression and cognitive decline, both of which are common problems seen in Parkinson's patients. And this is a nationally recognized board-certified neurosurgeon, health practitioner, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD.
How about that?
That you know, we made a special point of making sure at Alive and Well to get a very high concentrated of the purest form of the EPA and the DHA. Remembering this too, we've said this, but the leaders of doctors have said this for so long. Your brain is a fat. Hey, fatheads, listen to me. And more than 60% of that fat is made up of the EPA and DHA. That's why as far back as forever, more than a century ago when I was taking it when pregnant, it was known to give to babies because it produced the volume of the brain and prevents the shrinkage of the brain, which are made up of the EPA and the DHA. It's critically important, and critically important you get the purest and the most concentrated, and we made sure that that was true with the Alive and Wells.
Amen,
and
baby.
Prevent and gave you a much lower price.
That's right.
So it's really critically important. But that was even considered when, I mean, my son is, you know, our son is 50. But anyway, when I was pregnant with him, some of the few things that were known is that you had to, if you're a pregnant lady, you had to take the purest fish oils as a supplement. Because yep. It created your baby's brain, your baby's eyesight, and the heart too, and the heart too.
Every cell in your body.
Right, even the Harvard doctors found out that the super pure fish oils, in all of their huge amounts of studies, which they would call a peer review of all the studies, that's thousands of studies, medical, and they said it reduced the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, which kills 1.2 million American people every year. It reduced it by the fish oils 88 to 92%. They said if all of the people in this country, they said we can't say anything more important. They said took the super pure fish oils, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. That's on the heart, not even including the eyesight, and not even including the volume of the brain.
Well, the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical industry both admit that over 800,000 people a year die of heart disease. But considering their mode of function of operation, every one of those 800,000 people who die of heart disease are on several or more heart disease drugs. To do what? To lower cholesterol, to lower high blood pressure, to perform some function of drug therapy. But what's the end result of that? It's not a stronger heart. It's actually a weaker heart muscle after the drugs. It is sarcopenia, which gives weaker muscles throughout your body. And then when the heart becomes weaker, it doesn't pump as strongly. So they're going to take more drugs to help with that effect. Folks, what holistic physicians say ad nauseum is use the nutrients. The nutrients create life in every little microscopic piece of poof called a cell. And when those cells are in the right concentration and the right health, they create a muscle called a heart. Put it in the middle of your chest. It pumps every second of your life. Because why? It's being fed. Not drugged, it's being fed nutrients which create more life. Just that simple.
That's right, and it's interesting because forever, and again, the big experts including that one of the most important nutrients is N-acetylcysteine, which allows your body to naturally produce glutathione, your body's master antioxidant. That's what they call it.
N-acetylcysteine is an amino acid,
which is essential for optimal immune and metabolic health, as well as for your body's metabolism of vitamin D3. And the doctors say NAC provides ongoing support for your body's normal detoxification process and healthy, balanced inflammatory response, which also helps your body produce and effectively use antioxidants to protect against free radical and oxidative damage to your cells. Glutathione has received much attention, say the doctors, in recent years for the key role it plays in overall health, okay? And it goes on and on of all the different things that it does and how important it is for your immune system.
So follow that procedure, follow that path of NAC. N-acetylcysteine helps to rebuild, restore, renew the liver function.
That's exactly right.
And in the process, the liver produces glutathione. See how interactive nutrients are? How the one nutrient can create so many other wonderful benefits of life within your every cell in your body? When the liver is healthy, it produces glutathione. And the NAC helps the body produce glutathione. And the vitamin C and the quercetin are a major help for the liver and for the immune system and for your brains and your eyes and every other function in your body. That's where nutrition is the basis of all of it. It isn't the new wonder drug. It isn't the new pharmaceutical creation that's going to bring the drug companies millions upon billions of dollars. No, it's good old vitamin C with quercetin and acetylcysteine, the right foods, the chemical-free foods, the foods devoid of coloring and texturizers and all kinds of other cosmetics, supposedly healthy and nutritious. No, the real stuff, the vitamin C with quercetin and the D3 and the zinc. And the NAC.
Yes, and again by Dr. Mercola, just bringing this out, that how critically important it is for a high-absorbed form of curcumin, which reduces inflammation, supports brain health, and improves metabolic function. That's his title, all quoted by medical trials.
And as Dr. Siegel says, combine that with the vitamin C and the quercetin, what do you got? You got strength. You got life.
You kick that inflammatory thing right out the door, and you stop that inflammation with
That's
no
right.
side effects. And he says here, curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, targets inflammation at its source by interacting with biological systems that regulate toxic inflammation, metabolism, cellular stress. And he says here that that the curcumin reduces body mass index and fat mass while improving gut health and reducing systemic inflammation. And that's interesting. He says that the active curcumin rewires gut-brain communication by increasing beneficial gut bacteria, support colon health, and regulate appetite. And he goes on that curcumin crosses the blood-brain barrier, fights neurodegenerative conditions by reducing brain inflammation.
Brain inflammation.
That's right, and supports neuron repair. That's the repair of the nerve cells.
Of the brain.
It prevents protein clumping in brain cells, a hallmark of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So it prevents that degeneration.
Absolutely.
While offering a safe, affordable alternative to toxic conventional treatments which have numerous side effects.
And where do you find that?
Pain Power.
Pain Power.
We get stories about this all the time.
Pain Power.
Pain Power.
Yes, you can get curcumin from other sources.
Got that bioperine extract, 1,000 to 2,000 better absorption.
But other sources do not give you the enzymes to digest the curcumin. The curcumin is in turmeric. But the amount of curcumin in the turmeric herb is minuscule, tiny amount, and it's not well digested. Most of it is eliminated because it can't be digested. But in Pain Power, created for us at Alive and Well by a holistic physician, it is large amounts, high potency of curcumin, and different enzymes to digest the curcumin and get it from your stomach into your bloodstream. And it contains piperine. Piperine is an extract which, again, aids the absorption and utilization of the curcumin. And the curcumin, in copious amounts, which you're getting with the Pain Power, reduces the inflammation in every cell in your body. Your fingers, your knee, your brain, your eyes, your heart, all the cells have the benefits of reduced inflammation, neutralization of the fire that's burning up the vital tissues and functions of the cells in your body.
Right, and they go on with medical studies published in the medical journals. Curcumin shuts down colon cancer and other cells, the number of aggressive cells by over 80%, cutting down the bad guys, but it says, but absolutely, instead, they don't. It never kills all cells. Curcumin guides the dangerous ones back to normal. It didn't just destroy cancer cells. It pushed them to behave more like regular cells, promoting a natural process called differentiation. It's amazing and how, unlike chemotherapy, say the doctors, which kills healthy and unhealthy cells, curcumin left the normal ones alone. Isn't just curcumin was shown not just to be helpful after cancer appears, a powerful tool for stopping it before it gets serious. And curcumin blocks the main protein that fuels cancer growth. That's really amazing.
But again,
so all of these great things.
It has to be digested.
That's
it,
right.
Has to be absorbed. It's very difficult. It's difficult to be digested and absorbed in a normal stomach gut procedure.
That's right.
It has to have the enzymes, it has to have the piperine, all those components guarantee the absorption because it digests it thoroughly and gets it properly into the blood, the cells.
And you can
your
get
body.
That only at Alive and Well, and we have all the wonderful supportive nutrients free of all chemicals and free of all allergens. And it's great, it's just incredible, and works quickly, and it's just amazing. And again, remember, you can listen to our radio show, because some of the times may be new to, it's new each week, but it is repeated, 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. 3 p.m. Mondays, 5 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. Sunday morning. And it is repeated. And each week, it's a new one. Remember, come into Alive and Well. We love you. We care about you. Call our number, 877-4950, for any one of our wonderful services. You can have everything ready for you at the cafe. Other things, we can ship vitamins, nutrients, anything you want. And you can also make an appointment with Dan or Mona. We love to sit down with you. Never charge, never charge, never have, never will. But we share information about what, like we're sharing with you right now. So make an appointment so that we're not with somebody else or doing something else. We love you. We care about you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.